Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
The way to Christ is through grace. We are saved by grace. And once it is a genuine salvation experience, we invite Jesus Christ into our life. Guess what's in our life then? It's divinity is in your life. Divinity is in my life. The Holy Spirit is in our life, making intercession for Jesus. Therefore, it changes everything. Or do others see there is someone who is genuine? Not perfect, but genuine. Someone who seeks to walk with our Lord Jesus Christ.
Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young concludes his message, Judging Others, about approaching your brothers and sisters with the same grace Christ offers to you. So stay where you are. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young begins in just a moment. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we dive in, you'll want to hear about an exciting offering this month during the Easter season. It's Dr. Young's four-message series, Famous Last Words. These teachings take you to the foot of the cross for the last moments of Jesus' life so you can hear His final words of comfort and truth. This powerful series offers you peace and hope for every season straight from Christ's lips right to your heart. We want to send you Famous Last Words as thanks for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue to reach people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to get your copy of Famous Last Words when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Judging Others, Part 2.
Now, the Jews tried to defend himself. He said, look, I'm okay, I'm righteous because I'm a Jew, my heritage. Or I'm righteous because of my knowledge, what I know, I have the law. And then he said, no, that's not working. Those little tough, disastrous questions just unmasked the Jew. By the way, how did Paul know this? He was a Jew. Hebrew among the Hebrews. Jesus has already dealt with this, the hypocrisy that was there. And finally, the Jew pulls out the last defense he has, the last thing he has. He said, this will get me all the way to heaven. This means I'm righteous. He says, circumcision. Whoa, here. Verse 25. For indeed, circumcision is of value if you practice the law. But if you are a transgressor of the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. So if the uncircumcised man keeps the requirements of the law, will not his uncircumcision be regarded as circumcision? And he who is physically uncircumcised, if he keeps the law, would he not judge you who, though having the letter of the law and circumcision, are a transgressor of the law? For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that which is of the heart by the Spirit and by the letter, and his praise is not from men but from God. The word Jew means praise. The word Jew means praise. What's this about circumcision? Do you understand it? What does the word circumcision mean? Circum means around, circumference, circus. We get the Latin word around. Schism means to cut around. Now, where did this come from? This idea, what's the background of circumcision? We have to go and look at Genesis chapter 17. There's Abram married to Sarai, and they didn't have any children. Abram was a friend of God, God-fearing. He walked uprightly with the Lord. And the first time in history we know anything about God wanting to have a personal relationship with a man and with his family and with his descendants. The first time we see that. And so God comes and speaks to Abram. And he says, Abram, you're going to have a great family, a great lineage. And all of your lineage, all the generations will be blessed by God, and they will be used by God in important places all the way through time, Abram. And by the way, Abram, I'm going to give you the land of Canaan, that which you've been walking over. It will all be in your possession of you and your family. And Abram is excited, and he falls down at the face of God there in Genesis 17, and he worships him. And God says to Abram, no longer will you be called Abram. I'm going to give you a new name. You're going to be called Abraham. Abraham, ha, the breath of God. I'm going to put the breath of God in you. Now you'll be Abraham. And your wife, Sarai, I'm going to put the breath of God in her. She's going to be Sarah. Say, ha, ha. I'm going to put the breath of God in her, even though you're 99 years old, Abraham, even though she is 90 years old, because I'm putting the breath of God in you, you will have a son. And he will be the progenitor. He will be the beginning of this great people. And Abraham must have been so thrilled and overwhelmed. And then I want you to see what God said to him. Look at Genesis 17, just for a minute. You can find it, guys. It's in the front of the book. And then he says in the 10th chapter, he said, this is my covenant, my promise, a contract, which you shall keep between me and you and your descendants. After you, every male among you shall be circumcised. Abraham, okay. And you shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskin. And it is the sign of the covenant between you and me. Abraham must have said, time out, Lord. Couldn't I go in a cave and burn some incense or something and sort of seal this covenant? You see, they didn't sign a contract in those days. They just put sand over their head, or they'd cut an animal into pieces. They'd walk through the pieces. They'd say, if you don't keep this contract, you'll be cut up like this animal. They made a commitment like that. And the commitment here, God said, is one of circumcision. And God said, if you don't keep this commitment right here, this contract, this covenant that I've made with you to be my peculiar people and to live according to my principles and to my ways, he says, you will be cut off. That's the rest of the verses in this chapter. You will be cut off, Abraham. Now, what is this about? It's about circumcision. Let's talk about what this is. Circumcision is a sacred thing. We cover our private parts. Circumcision was like a sign in the flesh to remind every male Jew several times a day with the natural function of their body that you are in contract with the Almighty. You are in a covenant with God. And every time a male would in marriage come with his wife, it was a reminder that this child, if one was produced, or this relationship is indeed sacred unto God. It is covered. It is private. It is holy. It is set aside. It is a sign of the covenant. It is sacred. Also, it is a symbol. Baptism to you and me in our faith is like that which is circumcision. It is an outward profession. When you get to go to heaven, you don't say, well, I'm going to get into heaven. I've been baptized. That's not going to do it. Or a Jew could say, I'm going to go to heaven. That's what they were saying here. Because I've been circumcised. That's not going to do it. And we see this principle of circumcision all the way through the Bible, but rarely are we taught about its significance. You can look in Exodus chapter 6, Moses, burning bush. God says, Moses, I want you to go and lead my people out of Egypt. And he says right up front, he says, I can't lead because I have uncircumcised lips.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, and there's more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. But before we jump back in, Christ's final moments on earth were filled with powerful words that offer you peace and hope in every season. And Dr. Young wants to help you explore those dynamic moments on the cross by sending you his four-message series, Famous Last Words. This special Easter resource is our way to thank you for your support to help The Winning Walk continue to encourage people everywhere with the proven truth of God's Word. So call today to get your own copy of Famous Last Words when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255, or text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now, here's a look at the teaching coming up after the break.
And our ears are stuffed up with those iPods all day long. We say, boy, I don't hear God in church. Everything else has drowned out the voice of God.
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day, so we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with more from his message, Judging Others.
And we see this principle of circumcision all the way through the Bible, but rarely are we taught about its significance. You can look at Exodus chapter 6. Moses, burning bush. God says, Moses, I want you to go and lead my people out of Egypt. Moses is giving all the excuses as to why he can't go, why he can't be their leader. And he says right up front, he says, I can't lead because I have uncircumcised lips. What is that? It means that Moses knew, Pharaoh knew, and the people knew that his lips, his life, had not been all that it should have been to that moment. He says, they won't listen to me because my lips are not clean. My lips have been not cut away all that excessive flesh the way I've lived. Uncircumcised lips. That speaks to you and me, doesn't it? We speak. Out of the wells of our heart just overflows. Proverbs says, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and baskets of silver. Man, how we say and how we say it and when we speak. And so many times I say things, I wish I could catch those words and bring them back and say, oh no, but they're already out there. Because we have uncircumcised lips. There's still extraneous things that are there. That's what Moses says. He couldn't speak for God. His lips were uncircumcised. Then you go all the way over to Jeremiah chapter 6. And the passage there, it says, you have uncircumcised ears because of what you listen to. And our ears are stuffed up with those iPods all day long. We say, boy, I don't hear God in church. Everything else has drowned out the voice of God. We have uncircumcised ears. They're not open to God. Then finally, I want to show you a verse. I want you to look at Colossians chapter number 2. And read verse 11. Listen to this one. And in him, that's Jesus, you were also circumcised with a circumcision made without hands in the removal of the body of flesh by the circumcision of Christ. It means that Jesus on the cross was circumcised on your behalf and my behalf, and through him we were circumcised on that cross. That's what it means. What is that all about? It says Jesus was cut off from the cross so that you and I who have not lived a perfect life, that we would not be cut off. Jesus on the cross says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why are you not hearing me? Why are you far from me? What has happened to you, my heavenly Father? I don't feel you. I don't see you. I don't know you. I can't touch you. What's going on? Why have you forsaken me? You see, Jesus, who was perfect righteousness, was cut off from God when he took all of our trash upon him and died the death that you and I deserve to live. He was cut off so we will not be cut off from God. You see it? You see it? That's what that circumcision means. And it is a powerful truth for us. The way to Christ is through grace. We are saved by grace. And once it is a genuine salvation experience, we invite Jesus Christ into our life. Guess what's in our life then? It's divinity is in your life. Divinity is in my life. The Holy Spirit is in our life, making intercession for Jesus. Therefore, it changes everything. It changes how we see, how we feel, because we know on our behalf, he who was righteousness, his righteousness was put on you and put on me, and we put on his righteousness. Jesus was cut off so that you and I will not be cut off. And so you and I, through the blood of Jesus Christ, through his sacrificial atoning death, might go all the way to heaven. George Whitefield, evangelist, 16th century, then 1600, 17th century. He'd come over to America periodically, and he would stay with Benjamin Franklin when he was in Pennsylvania, though Franklin was a deist. I'm sure Whitefield witnessed to him many times. And Whitefield, had a great voice. They didn't have mics then, and they said Whitefield could speak, and you could hear miles away, both big, broad voices, kind of like Keith's. But said Whitefield said he had a dream. He said, I dreamed, somehow in my dream, I went all the way to the gates of hell. And he said, the gates of hell, there was a little demon there. And said, I looked at the demon, and I said, I want to ask you a question. Are there any Methodists in hell? He said, oh, yeah, we got a lot of Methodists here. Okay. Is there any Pentecostals in hell? Yeah, he said, we got a bunch of those Pentecostals. They're loud. They're in hell. He said, do you have any Catholics in hell? Yeah, we got a whole boatload of Catholics. We just got a whole group in a couple of days ago. And Whitefield said, surely, are there any Baptists in hell? He said, you know, we got more Baptists than any other group here. And Whitefield said in his dream, he went back down and he went to the gates of heaven. And said, there was Peter, and he went up to Peter. He said, I want to ask you a question. Are there any Methodists in heaven? Peter said, no, we don't have a single Methodist. He said, any Pentecostals or Catholics there? He said, no. We don't have any Pentecostals, no Catholics. He said, oh, I guess you got a lot of Episcopalians in heaven. He said, no, don't even have a single Episcopalian. He said, well, it must be just full of Baptists. You got a lot of Baptists? He said, no, we don't have a single Baptist in heaven. He said, well, tell me, who in the world is in heaven? He said, only Christians. Only Christians. That's all we got in heaven.
Today's message entitled Judging Others, and Dr. Ed Young will have more in just a moment. But right now, we want to remind you how to get your copy of Dr. Young's special Easter resource, his four-message series, Famous Last Words. The last words Christ spoke while he hung on the cross hold comfort and truth for your life today. And we want to help you hear them clearly by sending you this powerful series as thanks for your donation. Your support is vital to helping The Winning Walk continue to encourage people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now and get your copy of Famous Last Words when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young returns after this short break. Welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Visit our website for resources to help you walk the winning walk with Christ. Visit winningwalk.org. You can also request prayer, stream messages 24/7, and learn more about Dr. Young. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional when you go to winningwalk.org. And if you're on Twitter, follow us for more daily encouragement. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. Well, just before we end our program today, Dr. Young has joined me in the studio to share more proven truth about how to live in and live out the grace of God. Dr. Young, a lot of Christians struggle to know the difference between showing grace and encouraging sin. What would you say to someone today who wants to speak the truth in love?
Speaking the truth in love is exceedingly, exceedingly difficult. Some of us are real good at speaking the truth, but we do it with such a tone of voice, an attitude, pointing fingers, that truth doesn't really do any good in that kind of situation, except to push someone perhaps in a deeper pit of despair and hopelessness and even sin. Others speak the truth in love. It's okay. I forgive you. It's fine. No problem. It's all grace. So you have to speak the truth, but do it with love. And the truth is, this is a situation. This is where you find yourself. This is where we find ourselves. And then let them recognize and understand the truth. And then explain to them if there is brokenness appropriate with the sin in their lives. Then you can point out to them the grace of God and the love of Jesus Christ that forgives all of us who are sinners. Truth is important. Without truth, love is invalid. Love is divine, but love becomes mushy and nonsensical, and it becomes a grace that is excessive unless it's mixed with and founded on steadfast truth. So if you're going to speak the truth in love, you'd better spend a lot of time looking in the mirror, getting your own life lined up with the Lord, and making sure of your motives, and then you go humbly at the right time, at the right place, and speak the truth, which may be hard and difficult, but then you do it with love. And therefore, that is a redemptive part that God can use you to bring someone back home to Him.
Dr. Young, that is very helpful. Thank you so much. You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope today's program encouraged you in your own winning walk with Christ, and we'd like to help you further by sending you a copy of Dr. Young's four-message series, Famous Last Words. Dr. Young wants to point you toward the peace and hope Christ shared in His last words on the cross. And in this powerful series, you'll dig deep into those final moments to hear the comfort and truth Jesus has for you. Famous Last Words is our way to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to get your copy of Famous Last Words when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk. Tune in tomorrow as Dr. Young shares what it really means to fear God.
Winning Walk is a listener-supported ministry. Your prayers and financial support enable us to bring proven truth to listeners around the world. Write us at Winning Walk, Box 3366, Houston, Texas, 77353. That's Winning Walk, Box 3366, Houston, Texas, 77353.